Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
This Saturday is time for the annual Cud Quarter Horse Sale, Woodward, Oklahoma, home of the Gold Seekers. There will be 55 two-year-olds, all colors, all sizes, and all started riding. There will be 70 geldings, and also in the offering are stallion prospects by Metallic Cat, One Time Pepto, Little Cat Olena, Sandman, High Drive Cat, Cat's Murata, Smart Boons, and Spots Hot. They will also have some futurity prospects by Pepto Boonsball, One Time Pepto, Sandman, and He's Right On. If it's a mare you're looking for, there are daughters of Pepto Boonsball, Streak of Fling, Patty's Irish Whiskey, Dual Ray, One Time Pepto, and Rhinestone Bartender. There will be several rope horse prospects, many of which are eligible for the Pitzer Ranch Horse Invitational. Come enjoy the weekend and also take in the PRCA Woodward Elks Rodeo. The catalog of horses can be viewed on their Facebook page at Cud Quarter Horses, LLC. For more information, call Renee at 580-256-6666 or 580-515-3133.
Well, cash cattle trades continued to trickle in this week, with trade actually starting early on Monday, and which may continue a bit through today. At least at this point, most, if not all, of the trade in our part of the country appears to be done. Even though trade may still develop in some areas, prices likely to be set unless there is a major shakeup in futures trade or beef values. And we saw prices range from $112 to $114, mostly about $113, which was $2 to $3 lower than last week. Traders will continue to follow the trade issues in China and Mexico, as this could bring some late week adjustments if any announcements are made ahead of the weekend. Now, hog futures are called mixed in a narrow to moderate range as traders remain caught between firm long-term demand expectations and looming trade issues, with tariff issues in China and Mexico creating concern about the overall buying activity of pork. Some additional interest is likely to develop in the coming days and weeks. Now, cash trades called steady to a dollar lower this morning, with most bids steady to week. July Kansas City wheat is down a nickel early this morning, falling back below the 100-day average at 458 as Thursday's heavy rains push off to the east. Oklahoma and part of southern Kansas saw significant flooding yesterday. Bad timing for winter wheat crops nearing harvest and likely to add to quality concerns. Overall, USDA continues to give the winter wheat crop a high rating, and this year's best conditions are seen across the northwestern U.S. July corn's down 3 cents early today, while rain on the weather map is confined mainly to the southeastern U.S. The seven-day forecast has a drier outlook west of the Mississippi, which will be favorable for late planting efforts. East of the river, however, the outlook remains wet, with moderate amounts expected around the Great Lakes states and heavier amounts south of the Ohio River. July soybeans down about 5.25 cents early today, falling back from last week's one-month high, with little to hold prices up after the rally in late May. Planting's also a concern for soybeans, but they have more time than corn to adapt to this year's difficult conditions, and the latest seven-day forecast is offering a better chance for planting in the central and western Midwest. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle down 25 cents, 107.60. August up 12, 104.80. August feeder cattle down 17, 139.27. September down 10, 139.60. July hogs up 7 cents, 86.35. Kansas City wheat, July was up 9.5, 455 and a quarter. September up 9.75 at 468.5. Chicago wheat, July was up 19 and a quarter, 510. September up 16.5, 514 and a quarter. July corn up 5.75 at 420.5. September up 5.25, 420. 29.5. July soybeans down a penny, 868 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.